101.3 CFM.
Get up with Bree and Gonzi.
6:03 to your Wednesday morning.
Could today be the secret Ed Sheeran day?
That's the question.
It could be today.
I got a good feeling.
Could be tomorrow too.
Yeah. They did Thursday last time though with the secret Katy Perry day. So I don't know. Something makes me think they're not going to pick that day, but then they could.
If I was in charge, I'd pick the same day.
Yeah, so would I. Just to mess with people. Look, if you get yourself...
Well, that's the type of people we are.
If you get yourself on air with us, you have to call us, 13 12 16, and get on live. That's the way we do it.
Yeah, so you have to call the number and get on the show.
Just found out the big cash limbo amount for today too. We've upped it again, $1,200 today.
Oh, that's a good amount.
When we play, so if you're interested for that, we'll call you. And how cool is the Foo Fighters doing a show last night in Sydney?
A secret show.
$20 show, Oxford Arts Factory, just roll up Dave Grohl.
That's the type of guy he is.
Remember when he broke his leg and he just came back out on the, didn't he come back out on the wheelchair and
yes.
just keep doing the show?
He finished the show and it was like early in the set too. And he came back out. Finished the show. He had a broken leg.
On one end of the scale, you got Dave Grohl, and at the other end of the scale, you've got Bieber.
I know, right?
Wasn't that a stinker of a show, the Bieber show?
Did you hear what happened to Bieber?
Got his balls twisted?
Yeah, he got kicked in the nuts, and then he went to hospital because he wanted to check if one of them was twisted.
Imagine Bieber rocking into your hospital saying he's got twisted balls.
Saying, can you check my balls?
Because didn't one of the nurses go looking through his medical records? This is what the whole lawsuit's about. Went looking through his medical records because she heard he had a STD and wanted to sell it to TMZ. There's a couple of letters for you. And now there's a big lawsuit. She got fired from it.
Yeah, well, so she should.
No, but she's trying to sue the hospital now.
Saying that she didn't do that.
Yeah, saying that they're taking it to her because she's a woman. It's a gender thing. That's what she's claiming.
But did she release any, like, photos?
I don't think it got to that.
Then what are they worried about?
I don't know. We'll look into a bit. Maybe we'll get Dean to do it in Scoopler this morning.
Yeah.
Let's see what he knows about it.
Dean McCarthy.
Yep. He's coming up before 7 o'clock this morning. We've also got the guy we chatted about yesterday, the Bunnings sausage sizzle at a wedding. He's going to be on the show before 7.
And I saw that they were on the Today Show, him and his wife. They put on a snag wedding cake. Did you see that?
No.
It was hilarious.
I like it, though.
It's too good.
Get up with Bree and Gonzi.
Check it out. The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
The TV show The Chase. Hosted by Andrew O'Keefe here in Australia.
I like it.
I don't mind it too, actually.
A lot better than Millionaire Hot Seat.
Yeah, more about The Chase than Millionaire Hot Seat.
I like some to reason. Answer the questions along with them.
Yeah.
See how many you could get.
Oh, don't get me wrong, I'll get sick of it eventually.
Oh, same.
Yeah,
here.
No doubt about that. Mm. But they love the trivia shows at that time of the day. But The Chase, there's a guy in The Chase called The Beast.
He's one of the really smart guys. One of the Chase. Are they called The Chasers?
The Chasers are the contestants, aren't they?
What are they called? I thought they're called The Chasers.
Oh,
yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have to, they don't get to pick, right? They just walk out. Whatever chaser you get,
right?
That's who you have to take on.
There's sort of the grumpy lady. There's
the
little
nerd.
Yeah, he's
the
on
super
the
super nerd, yeah. I think he's called. The shark.
And I think The Beast actually came out to Australia when it first launched. I don't think he's still here, but just to kick off the show, he's the larger sort of guy, really
the big
smart.
Dude.
Yeah.
The super nerd's on Hell's Kitchen at
exactly,
the moment.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. The Chase is everywhere at the moment, but The Beast has appeared on a TV show where he revealed that, I'll let the audio do the talking, but he's got himself a new wife.
He didn't reveal it, though.
Well, someone brought it up. Yeah, I know.
Real awkward.
So he's 52 years of age. His name's Mark. His wife is 28 years of age.
Is she 28?
Yeah.
And he's 52. Oh,
that's right.
He looks good for 52.
Goes right for himself?
Yeah.
You'd hook up with The Beast?
Well, don't go so far.
No, you said it.
Jeez, no, I didn't.
She's 28, but that's not the age gap's not the big thing that was revealed on the show. Take a listen to what was revealed.
What people might not realise is, and you didn't realise when you first sort of met, is you're actually second cousins?
It wasn't something
related.
We were aware of at the time.
Yeah.
It's just one of the things that happened. I'd been a single man for a long while, and so I was getting used to the idea of being on your own. Because, let's face it, especially a bachelor, we can be pretty selfish. You get used to doing what you want to do all the time.
Yeah.
And as a couple of my friends pointed out, that said the big challenge for me was learning to adapt to being with someone else.
And as it would be.
Some would say I'm still struggling with that, but I'm doing my best.
Does he do a lot of swatting at home? Do you have to go put him through his paces?
Well, I'm going to Australia in Saturday, so I'm learning up on AT geography right now.
Coming to Australia to find more cousins, I think.
Jeez, he avoided the question, didn't he? Which obviously you would.
Well, it's not something we knew at the time, but you know.
How much balls did the chick who asked the question have?
I know, to
when she asked
that.
It, I was like, oh my God, what are you doing?
But the thing is, they didn't know it at the time. They got married and then they've decided to stay together. So they're obviously cool with it on some level.
I reckon they knew before they got married.
Oh, you reckon?
I think so.
Second cousin. How removed
pretty
is a
second?
It's pretty close, isn't it?
Like, I'm thinking about
your second cousins?
My second cousins, not attracted to any of them.
You got that one hot cousin.
Who?
Tennille.
Oh, well, you might think she's attractive because you're not related to her.
Yeah, she goes,
she's
all right.
She's my first cousin.
Oh, even, there you go.
I was going to tell you about my friend who, she was telling me that she's been dating this new guy. They've been dating for like 4 or 5 months. They've moved in together really quickly. And then I was like, oh, what's his name? I want to look him up on Facebook, as you do. And she told me his name. And they have, so his last name is the same as her mum's maiden name.
Right.
And it's not Smith, like it's a weird name. And I was like, isn't that your mum's maiden name? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, are you related?
And
she's like, no. And I was like, are you sure? She's like, well, I don't know.
Oh, so
what?
So she hasn't admitted to it?
She doesn't, they don't know. They're, not, they're just not talking about it.
They're definitely. She's like, well, like, I've known him since I was 4. I mean,
like their last name's like Wozniacki. Like, that's not a common name, guys.
We've seen each other at Christmas for years. And
we grew up together.
And we're really attracted to each other. It's great.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Check it out. The Central Coast, 101.3. CFM.
On Sunday, I was at Terrigal Pub catching the UFC fight between McGregor and Mayweather, and I spotted a diamond in the rough, something you don't see every day. And I'm saying it, I'm putting it out there, best mullet on the coast.
You're not the only one to say it. We uploaded the video that you took to our Facebook page, and people are McLovin the McMullet.
It's unanimous. And people are even saying, this is the guy.
Yep.
People have been trying to find this guy themselves, and we've tracked him down this morning. He's on the show. Lloyd Martin, morning.
Good morning, mate.
Morning, Ben Gorney. How are we?
The mullet legend himself.
I'm the mullet lord.
That's, yeah, exactly.
How are we?
I was calling you Lord Lloyd this morning. Mate, that mullet is impeccable.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's not a hairstyle, it's a lifestyle.
I need to ask Lloyd, how many years has it taken you to perfect such a mullet?
Oh, I'll go pretty quick. It's only been about a year and a half at most.
And is there a story behind it, or you just wanted to stand out and rock the mullet?
Yeah, well, any good way to turn heads is fashionable these days, but I cut it in for boys on Anzac Day, last year, and it's just been looking better and better ever since. So I thought I'd keep it.
Mate, it is a dying art form, the mullet. What sort of comments do you get around the coast? Do people just, do they love it as much
you
as you do?
Turn heads, wouldn't you?
Oh, mate.
Oh, the ladies love it when I shake the mullet. Like, I just get screams and I'm gonna be poking them off with a stick just to get down to the beer garden on Sundays.
Fighting them off.
You're like the coasty Joe Dirt. That's what they're calling you, Lloyd.
Mate, are you single?
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
I've got to
come on.
Keep this mullet regime going, mate.
Seriously, if you're listening right now and you like what you hear, you need to head to the Facebook page and see how great this mullet is.
Are you looking for a lady, mate, or are you pretty happy just being single and, you know, rocking that mullet?
Nah, you see, I don't carry this mullet. The mullet carries me, and I think I think if I get tied down pretty soon, it won't be there much longer. So I think I'm going to carry this on.
Well, no, this man under the
carry
mullet.
Each other.
Well, this is the thing, man. This is where we need to find a girl that appreciates the mullet and loves you for who you are and wants to keep it. We don't want to find someone for you that wants it to be gone.
You're more than the mullet, Lloyd.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a lot more under the mullet than it seems to be. So, ladies, you know, come find out what's happened. Get into
Bree, what about you?
To be honest, when I saw you, Lloyd, I thought that guy is attractive. He can rock a mullet and you would dress really well. I thought you rocked the op shop shirt or whatever you're wearing.
Stay tuned
really
here.
Well.
Yeah, I'm going to set up a date. I'll set up a date between Bree and the mullet man himself, Lord Lloyd. It's going down.
That'd be awesome. I was lining up to get some Long Island iced teas. You should have joined me, Bree.
Should have gone
He's
over.
He's my type of guy. I love Long Island iced teas. Delightful. What do you do for a job, Lloyd?
I work on the Central Coast doing a bit of conservation work for an environmental company. I just do a bit of bush regen here and there.
That's why you need
outdoors
that
every day.
Professional-looking haircut to 100%. Kick around doing that.
And just a quick one, mate, if we started a mullet calendar, would you be January for us? Would you kick
number one.
Yeah, the calendar off?
Of course. That'd be awesome.
Lock it in.
He's the leader of the mullets here on the Central Coast.
He's the king. All right.
keep me posted and then I'll definitely be on the poster for you.
We will do that, mate. We are going to find 11 other mullets to make this calendar. We're going to put it all together. It's going to be great.
If you're listening right now.
I've written a song about this mullet even. It's called Mullet in the Wind. when I get that up and going, I'll send that in to you. You'll love it.
Do you want to give us a piece
Lloyd,
now? Or?
Lloyd, no, let's get him in.
Yeah.
We'll record it.
100%.
Like legit. Yeah. And then we will play that here at CFM.
All right, done.
Yes, it'll be the new Central Coast anthem.
It's got to be better than the Taylor Swift new stuff from her.
Lloyd.
Mullet in the wind.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good, mate. We love it. We're going to get you in to record it. And if you want to see it, go to the CFM Facebook page right now. The greatest mullet on the coast, Lloyd Martin, mate. You're a legend. Thanks
see you,
for
Lloyd.
Joining us. See you, mate.
Thank you, Bree. Thanks, Gordy.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
Check it out. The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
In a world of elite actors and actresses, there are tryhards. Famous scenes. Two horrible actors. Well, technically, they're not even actors. This is Bree and Gaunsey's Amateur Acting.
All right, here's a chance. We're going to act out this scene here from a famous movie or just any old movie.
Yep.
And you need to call through. People are already calling through, so you're not going to get on because we know you haven't heard the scene yet. So you can't cheat.
When are you going to give me a scene that challenges me and is one that
What, do
I
you
could
want
almost,
some like some Shakespeare?
Like one where I could almost win an Oscar.
Okay.
You know?
All right, next week.
Like I've got to play a old woman or something to really challenge
Mrs. Doubtfire.
I can do that.
Yeah,
I
that'd be good. All right, there's a challenge.
Yep.
I'll think about that for next week.
Give me somewhere I can really sink my teeth into the acting.
I already know what I'm going to do. I already know what I'm going to do and you're going to eat your own words.
Oh, man. I do every day on this show anyway. So.
When you know the movie, call through on 13 12 16. Producer H is Director H when you're ready.
Action!
You know why I pulled you over?
Depends how long you were following me.
Why don't we just take it from the top?
Here it goes. I sped. I followed too closely. I ran a stop sign. I almost hit a Chevy. I sped some more. I failed to yield at the crosswalk. I changed lanes at the intersection while running a red light and speeding.
Is that all?
I have unpaid parking tickets. Be gentle.
And scene.
One of my favourites.
Yeah?
It is a great film.
13, 12, 16 is our number if you think you know what the movie is. I've got a couple in mind.
Oh, because you didn't know what it was.
No, I'm just...
Could you pick it up from that?
On the fly. That's what I do.
You fell into that role really well.
I'm thinking... Do you want me to say?
No, don't say.
I'll write it down until we get the two people.
Okay.
Oh, I've got no pens.
Oh, no.
Give me a pen.
Oh, quick, here. Here's a pen.
Is it... It won't be that.
Quick, write it down and then we'll take the guess. I think we've got someone on hold. There's more people calling through. Let's go with the first one, though.
All right, here, I'm just writing mine down.
Which is Ebony, I believe. Morning, Ebony.
Good morning.
Morning. Do you know what the film is?
I think so. I think it's Liar Liar.
What do you think it is, Gaunsey?
I wrote down Super Troopers.
Not a bad guess.
You know the one where he says meow a lot and stuff?
Yeah.
There's number two being released soon.
One of you is right.
Oh, I'm guessing it's not me.
it's not Gaunty, it's Ebony.
Ebony.
Nice work, Ebony.
Well played.
Thank you.
It is a good film, isn't
Liar,
it?
Liar, that's Jim Carrey, right?
You know where he gets into the lift and he goes, new in the building? And she's like, yeah, everyone's been real nice.
Well, that's because you got big jokes.
I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Mama.
Didn't take much to lead you into that.
Yes. It's one of my favourites.
You started off cautious. You went, oh, I better not. Kids in the car. And then you just went full boobs.
You said boobs and I was like, that's the red light.
I said jugs.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Same thing.
Anyway, tickets to the...
Sorry, Ebony.
No, you're all right.
Tickets to the movies. Ryan Reynolds.
Thank you.
Latest movie. Enjoy that.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi. Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3. CFM.
Illy joins us on the show. I would do the applause and the whole deal. Hello, mate.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Mate, we've been I've been watching your Insta stories. I'm all about that, and the regional tour's been going off.
Yeah, it's been unreal, man. Like, we've done 11 shows now out of, I think there's 42 in total. And, it's crazy. It's all, everything's selling out, and it just keeps rolling along. I'm really stoked.
42, that's a long haul. That's a lot of shows.
Where's your loosest place you've been to, Illy?
Yeah.
Probably Broome.
yes.
Broome was a fun.
They would go mad in Broome, wouldn't they?
Loose units up in Broome.
Yeah, I don't know if you can tell by the way I said Broome, but it was like kind of still recovering from it.
Illy, I know you said Broome's been the loosest place, but that's because you haven't been here to the Central Coast yet, but you're coming, so gear up.
Yeah, I'm psyched, man. I can't wait.
You're playing
Sweaty Palms.
Yeah, Sweaty Palms, which is a great lineup, and you're top of the bill there. So
it's been a while since I played the Central Coast, and definitely a few years since I played a festival there. So I'm psyched to check it out. I've got good memories of being up there.
When you're the headliner, mate, like because you're top of the bill here, do you get treated differently at these festivals? Like when you walk in and you're the big dog?
What's on your rider?
Yeah, you know, what do you request? Some crazy stuff.
I'm pretty boring with that. Just like enough booze to sink a footy team. But,
pretty simple.
Other than that, it's all pretty straightforward. I'm not the sort to sort of try and be a big shot. It's not really my thing. I know that's kind of a boring answer, but
love that answer.
Yeah, that's my sort of thing. I'm looking forward to that.
Was it Illy that we were chatting to about this last time when Big Sean came to Australia? We did an interview with Big Sean and he was just happy to be in Australia. We got invited to the show and we ended up backstage with Big Sean in his green room. There's not much going on back there.
No, well, like, you're trying to get ready for a show, man. It's not like it's a party afterwards. I mean, afterwards it can turn up a bit, but beforehand it's kind of a workspace, you know?
I was forcing him to do shots of Hennessy. He was like, no more. And I was like, don't be a sissy, Big Sean.
He was pouring the juice. It was great.
For real, that actually happened.
Did he handle it all right did he not keep up with the Aussies?
He held his own.
He was like, I'm getting away from this crazy chick. And he kind of bailed on us, but it was a good night.
And then I shoved that bottle of Hennessy up my shirt and I legged it out of there.
Hell yeah, good for you, man.
It was a good time. Good time.
Hey, I saw on your Instagram, Illy, that you were posting about this marriage equality postal plebiscite that's going on. What's your take?
Oh, man, I think, yeah, you know, I'm all for it. I don't see an issue with it at all. It's none of my business. So I think people should all have the same rights that I have with that sort of thing.
And props to you, because obviously there's not going to be everyone that agrees with you. But, it was really nice for us to see that you're putting your support behind it. So
yeah, man, it's all good. Like, I'm not trying to be controversial by voicing my opinion, but I think the vast majority, particularly of young people, agree don't even see it as an issue, really. Everyone kind of is on the same page with it. So, yeah, it's not me trying to, you know, I'm not trying to ruffle any feathers, but I really do hope that the yes vote goes through and we can put all this shit behind us and just move on, because I think we'll all wake up once the vote comes through as yes and realize that the world's still rolling and everything's fine and no one's hurt and it's all good, you know?
100%. And it's great when people in your position throw your support behind this. And, you know, even I think of Macklemore, who had that massive song years ago with Same Love. And for someone in his position to go and put a song out there like that, where I'm sure there'd be people telling him not to, not,
exactly.
You know, not great for the image and all that sort of stuff. But just to put all that stuff aside and just go with what you believe in. It, and it shows.
And using the platform to influence people for the better, which is great.
It's great, man.
No, totally, guys. I mean, it's, like I said, it's, to me, a pretty straightforward thing. And I think most people my age or the young people in general, I think you speak to any of them and you know, 95% of them are going to be like...
Makes me proud to live in this generation, yeah. You know? Like, it makes me proud to be a part of this generation that's just accepting of everyone, and we just want everyone to be able to love each other, so...
Yeah, well, it's that's it, man. It's not even like... It's just not a thing.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Everyone's just like, I don't even understand what the bloody issue is, so...
Exactly, yeah. Mate.
Well, it's a matter of time anyway, but hopefully it's this weekend.
Illy, thanks for joining us on the show, mate. We can't wait for this one. Sweaty Palms, September 30 at Proud Mary's. It's an awesome lineup, and we'll catch you backstage drinking that Hennessy Big Sean style, mate.
Thanks, Illy.
Thanks a lot, guys. I'll see you there.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3. CFM.
We do love a study on this show, don't we?
We do. We do love a study, for sure.
How much correct. Do we love a study?
We love a study so much we even made an opener for it.
Oh, yeah. Love me a study.
How good's a study?
Oh, my God. Have they done another study?
Oh, nothing better than a study.
It's time for another Bree and Gaunzy study.
This one's actually an interesting one. Normally, they're just stupid, but I read on the Australian National University website, they released the Aussie Beliefs and Attitudes Towards Science report, which from that became the most valued professions in the country at the moment.
Oh, what do we got? What's on the list?
Which is interesting to see. What would you think Aussies would say is the most valued profession?
Radio, without a doubt. They're coming straight for us, aren't they?
No, didn't make the list.
Didn't it?
Not on the list. Can do without.
Okay.
No. So they're saying in 2017, the most valued professions are doctors, scientists, and farmers.
There you go. Can I ask a quick question of you ladies, right? If you meet a guy and he's like a 6 out of 10, and then he says he's a doctor, does he become an 8 out of 10?
Depends what type.
Oh, you put him... Why? What type of doctors don't you like?
Like if he, I don't know.
If he's a foot doctor...
Like if he's a prostate doctor.
Oh.
Probably not.
Imagine coming...
Oh, foot doctor, yeah. That freaks me out.
Imagine coming home from work after checking prostates all day. You're sitting down at the dinner table
That's
with your husband.
That's a tough day at work. it also released the professions that people believe are a detriment to our society, which making the list are priests, politicians and journalists.
And what are they basing that on? What are they saying when they say detriment?
So they're saying... People think that we can do without.
Oh, okay.
Kind of in that category as a journalist. But it's interesting to see that there's a direct correlation, big word, between what people think is the most valued profession and then also people thinking that they don't get enough recognition.
There'd be a lot of that.
Yeah, and they're saying that they reckon at the top of the list, tradespeople and farmers... Although people think that they bring the most to society, they also think that they don't get respected and, don't think that they get rewarded enough for how much work they do. Which my dad, I come from a farming family. My dad's a farmer. He's an apple farmer. Grew up on an apple farm my whole life. And I can honestly say my dad is the most hardworking person I've ever met. It's unbelievable. Like, the amount he's put his body through. Like, he's falling apart now. Like, he's got bad knees and... Because he just works so damn hard.
Yeah, he's out on the tractor from early in the morning till late at night. I guess at the end of the workday, other than your mum, I'm guessing there's no one that goes, Big Steve, well done today,
mate.
Nice
work, mate.
You've really picked the apples for Australia.
I think it's more like the supermarkets, how much they pay him for the product that he's produced.
Right.
Like, he works that damn hard to produce a really good quality product, and then they say, we'll give you 2 cents for that. You know, and that's just crap.
Like, no wonder he rips off all those backpackers.
Like, he has to make the money up somewhere, you know.
All those backpackers he's hired illegally. I mean,
exactly right.
Where's the recognition the backpackers deserve?
He still pays the illegal backpackers well, though. Everyone wins.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
I wanted to get your guys' opinion on something this morning.
Mm.
2 days ago, I was going through my handbag, which, to be honest, I don't really look through the thing that often, and everyone would know a woman's handbag, there's stuff in there that...
It's a...
you don't even realise.
It's a bottomless pit.
Isn't it?
Whenever Jamie asks me to get the keys out of there, my fiancé Jamie, oh...
Takes a year.
I don't know where they are.
Comes back next year and you still haven't found them. I found something in my handbag and I don't know if it's mine and I don't know where it's come from. Do you guys want
to
see?
I'd love to, yeah. What is it? Is it dirty?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. It's awesome, actually. Oh, okay. It's amazing. But I don't know if it's mine.
Yours is a large handbag, just to paint a picture.
Yeah, and to be honest, most... Oh, there's a sock in there, a dirty sock. That's gross.
How does a dirty sock end up in there?
I don't know. Okay. How does anything end up in here? So I found this envelope.
Oh, yeah.
In my handbag. It says on the envelope. And how tattered does this envelope look?
It's quite tattered. What does it say on the front?
It says on the front, utilities... $135.
So that's a bill, is it?
And I was like, oh, great. What the hell is this? I open the envelope. Guess what's inside?
$135.
Cash.
Well, your mum's put that in there.
No, because I know my mum's handwriting. And my mum's got a lot neater handwriting. Oh, like, I know what her handwriting...
Sure, she didn't scribble?
And I showed it to her, and she's like, no, that wasn't me. And, like, I haven't seen my mum in months. And that looks like that's been in there for months. Where has that come from?
Oh, I just remembered.
Oh, yeah. No, all right, mate.
That's my handwriting. I forgot. I put it in there. I completely forgot. If you just want to hand over the $135,
I will
happily take it.
I completely forgot. I'm going to hand this over willingly. No doubt.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.